Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy.
Good morning. It is June 16th, 2022. It is Thursday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Tomorrow's episode might be confusing because I recorded it thinking it was Thursday. So anything being like, hey, today's Thursday, or like, hey, talk to you tomorrow. Just like, please understand that it's raining and thundering here and it's dark. And for some reason, that confuses me when I'm recording a morning podcast. So, today's episode is brought to you by The Answer You Are Looking For Is Yes. Let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "We need in every community a group of angelic troublemakers," by Bayard Rustin. So, what are we drinking today? We are drinking Queenly Conjure Moon Cycle Tea. This is a tea with chamomile, motherwort, and slippery elm bark. So, motherwort, what is it? I keep thinking of wormwood. Don't think that's it. So, let's see. So, this comes to us from theherbalacademy.com. Heads up, I maybe should have mentioned this 1.5 million years ago, but theherbalacademy.com, you can take classes. They have classes that you can take to learn herbalism. So if that's your jam, check them out. So there at the Herbal Academy, they often talk about historical knowledge and folk tradition, comprising one of the legs of a three-leg stool that informs our understanding of a plant's therapeutic uses. Scientific studies and the firsthand experience of modern herbalists are the only legs that complete the stool, balancing and reinforcing one another to give a complete picture. So it is often cited in modern herbals that the ancient Greeks employed a motherwort for the heart and for pregnant women suffering from anxiety. However, a reference is never given to substantiate those used. There does not appear to be mention of motherwort in the Demeteria Medissa, the tomb written by Dioscorides, a Greek physician and botanist. Motherwort is also not mentioned in Enquiry into Plants, published around 300 BCE. So, what does this all mean? What does this all mean? Basically, although the exact use of motherwort in Greece is not confirmed by these sources, Charles Pickering, a late 19th century American naturalist and doctor, indicates that motherwort likely originated in Central and Northern Asia and spread westward to Western Europe, where its use becomes better documented beginning at the beginning of the 17th century. So, yeah, it's really interesting. So they were really struggling to find like sources for a lot of these claims, which I just love. And this is why I think, like, if you want to take classes, this is it, because they really put a lot of effort into their work. And I think it's super cool. So the way indigenous people traditionally used the herb also gives us valuable insight into its properties. Native tribes in America, including the Delaware, Oklahoma, Mi'kmaq, Mohican, and Shinnecock, used motherwort infusion as a gynecological aid for female ills. The Cherokee used it as a gastrointestinal aid to facilitate digestion and a sedative for, quote, nervous and hysterical affections, and as a nerve tonic. So today, however, the traditional and historical uses of motherwort certainly inform our current understanding and modern uses, which we have explored previously in creating a local Materia Medissa with motherwort and motherwort, the plant's world mama bear. We encourage you to continue to develop your relationship with motherwort. So it makes a lot of sense that we would see motherwort in this moon cycle tea if it's really meant to assist in like the, uterus kind of ills. So super cool. But yeah, this just reminded me about the Herbal Academy. I just kind of forgot about them. It really is a wonderful resource, and I highly, highly, highly recommend. All right, moving into some headlines. This comes from one of my favorite websites, the Mary Sue. Let's see. This was written by Alyssa Shotwell. The headline is, "I'm very upset we never got this black family show made up of witches, wizards, and sorcerers." Oh, let's see. From the 1970s to mid-90s, there was a big gap in TV programming that was witchy, spooky, and supernatural. The 60s gave audiences The Munsters, Bewitched, Dark Shadows, and The Addams Family. Then nothing until the late 90s, where we would get Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Charmed, Buffy, and more. Apparently, this dry spell of the fantastical brewed with the ordinary contemporary American life was not the result of people just twiddling their thumbs. In 1989, NBC ordered a pilot of an all-black family sitcom called A Little Bit Strange, but canceled it after one episode, and it was a big topic of discussion on Twitter over the weekend. Oh, there's even a promo. I don't recognize any of the actors. Oh, wait. I think the actress who plays Judy Wilson from Family Matters, isn't it? But I don't think I'm recognizing. Is that? That's not Martin, is it? Hang on. Now I gotta see who was in this. Give me one second. Let's see who was in this. Who was cast in this. The promo picture, a few of them are like tilting. It is Martin. It is Martin. See, I know my actors. I mean, to be fair, I've been TV obsessed my entire life. If I don't, like, that just makes me look really bad. So yeah, it has Martin and then Sherry Johnson, who I think she played Judy in Family Matters. Let's see. I can hear you guys just being like, we don't care. Stop, crazy. No, she played someone named Maxine Johnson. Am I confused? Who was Judy? Oh. I thought there was a Judy on this show. I must be confused. Anyways, yeah, so one of the actresses is from Family Matters, and then there's Martin from Martin. Like, super cool. Okay, let's see what they say. The show was set to follow a warlock widower introducing his non-magical fiancé to his family of sorcerers, witches, and more. There's a commercial! Originally titled, before it aired, Little Monsters, the show premiered Sunday, April 23rd, 1989, 13 days after I was born. Because it was canceled so early, there is not a lot known about its reception at the time. Assuming there was no behind-the-scenes drama, it probably got cut because of low viewership. It wasn't as good as the promotions, and or it wasn't given the time to grow. It looks campy and corny enough to have a broad appeal and 100% played off the success of The Cosby Show. Wow. Oh, gosh. The comments, quotes, tweets, and more agree that while this didn't look like stellar television, it looked good. It looked like a good time, even though its structured is still middle to upper class black family. It would have been so cool to see reruns of this when I would have began forming memories around media about a decade later. Yeah, super cool. Wow. And Martin looks really young. Yeah, so super cool. They have more on this. They have like some more commentary. So if you want to dig in a little further into this, I will have a link for you in the witchpod.com. All right. So I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Thursday, June 16th. The waning gibbous moon continues to achieve in Capricorn today. Here, the moon conjoins Pluto. We may be experiencing the whole depth and breadth of our emotions today. Pluto encourages us to dig deep, get to the root of things. And we may not be able to stop ourselves from the Pluto-induced navel-gazing with these energies about. This may be a moment where you have to give yourself permission to take a time out, to sit with your thoughts and really hash out your feelings. Sometimes, doing this kind of work is exactly what you need in order to clear your slate and start the next day fresh-faced. Your daily moon mantra is, disconnect to reconnect. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Want to get lost in a world of witch fiction and fantasy? The answer you are looking for is yes. Features tales of magic and witchcraft, love and romance, creatures and spells. A mystical anthropologist desperate to find his lost brother trips and falls into another realm. A witch, forced to return to her remote hometown, gets trapped with the man she's pretending to date. A journalist, banished to an island by her ex, turns out to have a fair hand at babysitting monsters. And a disgruntled tech employee uncovers a surprising secret while seeking revenge on her not-so-altruistic boss. Explore this magical anthology series by New York Times bestselling author Olive E. Blake, wherever books are sold.
All right, so we have a win from listener Andrea. I love Andrea. Andrea is one of our very active Facebook listeners, and I absolutely love our Facebook fam. So Andrea says, Evolution of a Witch prompt journal win. So this is really exciting because we have been using Evolution of a Witch as like a discussion prompt for quite a while now, since January. So I love seeing that people are using it to dig a little further. Andrea says, I purchased this book with the hopes of discovering more about myself, encouraging deeper thoughts in my practice, since the only other time I really get to talk about witchcraft is through the use of social media in various small communities like this one. I thought this would be a great exercise this year, especially as I approach my 40th birthday. Congratulations! To embrace who I've become and plan where I want to be. I try to flip to random pages using my intuition to guide what questions are most meaningful for me to fill out that day. Last week, I was on the question regarding what element are you most connected with? In my response, I really struggled because I love and feel deeply for all the elements. So I tried to break it down against my birth chart. Things were not adding up, and I was running out of space putting all these. I even wrote out, I have a passionate bond with fire that would make me think this is linked to my birth chart, but alas, it's not there. Today, I couldn't shake it. I was super confused, digging in further into my horoscopes and my birth chart. I finally realized there was an error in my birth date used. I had been following the wrong chart for years, not noticing this simple but obvious mistake. Oh my gosh, that's kind of a big thing. The correct result, Capricorn Sun, Aries Moon, Aquarius Rising. Water, carrier, but element of air. So earth, fire, air, but water carrier. Of course, this is why I can't choose one. My leading planets represent all the elements. Thank you, Tanya, for creating this journal suitable for all ages and stages of life. I feel like the phoenix reborn and ready to tackle the second half of my life. That really made my day when I saw that. Wow, can you imagine, like, your birth, like, because... Again, you do not have to be into anything to be a witch. A lot of witches aren't into horoscopes and moon stuff. But if you are, your birth chart's like kind of a big deal for you, you know? So to realize you've been using the wrong birth chart, that's definitely a witch win. Congratulations. I'm really happy the journal was able to help. All right. Our prompts today from Evolution of a Witch: if you could be a fly on the wall during any historical event, what event would you witness and why? So this is a hard one because I do think our answers probably change based off like where we are in life, where our passions lie. And then we have to think of trauma, right? Like the thing we witness, we're going to have to live with having witnessed that, you know? So you have to like be thoughtful about that. Man, I'm trying to think of like a historical event that I would have wanted to witness. Okay, so I approached this very practically. I don't want to witness anything super dramatic because I feel like that would be a lot to carry for the rest of my life. I also really don't want to witness anything with violence. Like I know there was violence. I understand there was violence. I would like to not put my mental health like in that realm. So while there are things that I think were like really monumental and like it'd be really cool to maybe witness clips of it, a lot of the big ones come with a lot of violence and I don't want to really see that. So I guess I would say the moon landing. I would like to witness the moon landing. So I guess that time where everyone who had a TV was huddled around it. And I think I like moments where it feels like everyone comes together to like mutually be involved in something. So for example, I'm not into sports. I wasn't raised that way. But everyone here in New Orleans really, really cares about the Saints, football, I think. And I don't partake in it, but when the Saints win, the city, like everyone just comes together and you'll walk down the sidewalk and people are just smiling. And I don't know, I like events that like bring people together in excitement. And I feel like people watching the moon landing, whether you believe it actually happened or not is up for debate, but people watching the moon landing just feels like it would be really exciting to like be a part of that and to like witness everyone's excitement and everyone's quiet anxiety and the families who got together and were like huddled around the TV or maybe parties that got together. And it just seems like a really pure, innocent event. So I think that's the one. If I had to witness a historical event, I think just I like the idea of everyone coming together. It just seems very sweet. So yeah, that one's mine. All right. So where are we? We are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to listener Lauren Wilson. Lauren, you thoughtful, sophisticated newborn baby. I also want to give a shout out to Jennifer DiMucci. Jennifer, you wise, dapper muskox. And then finally, Breck Gonzalez. Breck, you glittery, wicked garden nymph. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate it. And we do have a card pull today. Our card today is Fire from the Witch Daily Oracle. Fire is all about illumination, passion, and rebirth. Oh, speaking of fire, Andrea, this is for you, clearly. Oh my gosh. So let's talk about fire and Andrea. So it's illumination, passion, and rebirth. Timing is now. Yes or no, it's a yes. Contributed by Frankie. To be fire is to be alive. It is passionate, ambitious, honest, and authentic. Just like fire, passion is one that is all-consuming and can be binding or blinding. If controlled carefully, this card can give you everything you've ever wanted, or it can take it all away. Love reading, passion given to it. Career reading, you're feeling that fire under you to move, so move, but don't be blinded by ambition. Health reading, spices that make the body move, such as cinnamon, cayenne, and ginger, may be exactly what you need right now. All right, let's see if we have any notes from Lefty, the producer. Oh, okay. So she wants me to share my favorite article from Witch Way because we are celebrating 7 years this month. So yeah, my favorite article has to be, there are definitely a few. We've had some amazing articles over the years. I've gotten to interview some incredible people. Rachel True, She is such a cool person, and she's always been a cheerleader for us. And like, we don't deserve her. She's just amazing. So we got to interview her. I wrote a review on Dharma and Greg, and I had Jenna Elfman sign it for me. So we've had some really cool ones, but because I'm such a weirdo, I really loved an article we did on this on Succubus and Incubi, like the Incubus and the Succubus, because I think they're really interesting. That was an article I really, really liked. But yeah, so we have 70 to 100 pages every month for 7 years. I'm not saying it's all aged perfectly. You know, we've all learned a lot over the past few years. So, you know, be gentle with that. But I just love it. We have such amazing voices. We've always had diverse voices. And it's just super cool. But yeah, if you're curious about some of our past issues, if you sign up for a monthly subscription, it gives you access to all of our past issues. I think we have 89 issues, all 70-something pages, and that doesn't include the digital copies of all of our printed magazines. Yeah, super cool. So, if, like, who knows? If you're going on a vacation for 2 weeks and you want some reading, maybe download some back issues and check them out. So, yeah. Oh, and then, of course, Olivie. Like, I'm so proud of Olivie. I messaged her yesterday, and I was like, you cannot be stopped, and you will not be stopped. You are going to take over this world, book by book. She's probably like, this freaking weirdo. But I love Olivie, and I love that she's been writing for us since, like, 2016, and now people love her. And I don't know. It's really cool, and I'm really grateful to live the life I get to live, I guess. Yeah. So, I don't know. Check it out. Witchwavemag.com. You can subscribe, download all of the back issues. Yeah. Super fun. Oh, okay. I'm done. But that's all I've got for you today, witches. We'll talk again tomorrow. So, yeah. Okay. Bye.
Witches. We hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.